broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 20th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders. And you know what? It made America great once. If we return to the same principles, we can make America great once again. Ladies and gentlemen, pure application of the supreme law of the land and the principles of God's in charge, not government, and personal liberty and personal responsibility based on moral law is critical. This is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour of the broadcast is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with TetonSports.com. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show, then we'll launch into the news the networks refuse to use today. Yesterday, we talked about breastfeeding. Yeah, we did. The longer babies breastfeed, the more they achieve in life. It's an already known fact that breastfeeding can increase a child's IQ. We also know that breastfeeding can cut cancer by as much as 20%. Ladies and gentlemen, good news for breastfeeding, and we're glad the World Health Organization and other groups are acknowledging the fact that, hey, God's plan to feed children works. It's that simple, huh? Rand Paul, I guess he's setting a date to announce his presidential announcement. So let me get this right. I'm going to set a date where I'm going to announce that I'm going to be president. You say, why are all these weird stages? Just announce it or stop already. Well, there's government laws that regulate all this stuff, folks. So it's not as easy as just saying, well, I think I'm going to run. No. You trigger all kinds of government regulations of paperwork and fundraising details that you got to fill out. So announcing isn't that easy. You got to announce that you're going to announce that you're going to announce that you're going to announce, kind of a thing, right? Well, that's what's going on. But he might not. Well, Donald Trump might trump Rand Paul even. Trump to launch what's called exploratory committee. See what all those stages I'm talking about? What's an exploratory committee? Well, I really want to run. I want to see how much money I can possibly raise by putting out the feelers and suggesting I'm going to run and work the back rooms and see kind of what my viability is and all that kind of stuff. And then I may or may not choose to announce the date that I'm going to then announce that I'm going to run for president, kind of an idea, right? Glenn Beck, so sick of it, he says, I'm out of the Republican Party. I'm not a Republican. Well, good for Glenn. I commend him on that case. But Glenn, what are you going to do next, huh? You're going to join the Constitution Party? You're going to double down and just decide that the party's over? You're going to decide to back your favorite constitutionalist for office? What are you going to do now, huh? All right. Government schools are planning massive layoffs up there in Wisconsin. They say after Scott Walker got a bunch of funding. Well, is Scott Walker running for president? Well, I don't know. He's thinking about talking about maybe an exploratory committee to possibly announce that he might be considering running for president. Kind of an idea, right? All right. Well, who would you vote for president if you had the chance? Would it be Mickey Mouse? Donald Duck, Madonna, come on, who would you vote for? Rand Paul, Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz isn't even constitutionally qualified to serve, but some say bag the Constitution. Let's back him anyway, because he's going to get rid of the IRS. Well, I support getting rid of the IRS for sure, but you think one man can get rid of the IRS anyway? Without congressional approval or legislative authority to do so? I don't think so. How do you solve a problem like Ben Carson? Yeah. How do you solve a problem like Ben Carson? He's black, but he stands for all the things that we do, right? The fact that he's black, we don't even care. The fact that he stands on principle, absolutely we care. The fact that he's a red-blooded American should tell all. The fact that he's a brilliant physician, a surgeon, should say even more. Maybe he could surgically remove the IRS. By the way, Ben Carson's been talking about getting rid of the IRS too. So has Mike Lee and many others, and good for them for doing so. All right. They talk about vaccine refusers. They're the causes of the big old outbreak went on at Disneyland, they claim. Except the problem is there's been a lot of folks that are vaccinated, yet their vaccine, quote, wore off. Do they count? What's that, a vaccine no man's land? All right. I guess Starbucks has a weird deal. They're not loving IT very much out there because Starbucks is thinking about saying you can't really watch porn on our computers or on our connectivity, if you will. That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. The second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live recap yesterday brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for Patriots, think every time. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. You win because you put money in and you fund the cause of liberty. You get discounts on products and services from businesses, so businesses win. You as a conservative American win, and the cause of liberty advances forward with your funding. Transparently so. Check it out to learn more. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We had our guest on, Richard Mack, with the CSPOA. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We talked about Rand Paul says the IRS is too big, too powerful, and we should scrap the code. Does that mean get rid of the IRS? Is that flat-out abolishment? Or does that mean scrap the code and do something different but keep the IRS intact, huh? I don't know. I hope it means abolish the IRS entirely. The GOP, that's the, what, grand old party? Whoa, government out of control? Way overpowered? I don't know. Anyway, the GOP offers a $3.8 trillion budget. Don't worry, it's full of sequesters and cuts, and they're just decreasing the size of government with a $3.8 trillion budget. Imagine that. They're out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Ted Cruz says his top priority is to abolish the IRS. CNS News, he flat out says it. Good for Ted. Although he's just not qualified to be president, that's all. Great guy. You can put him in a lot of places. But he doesn't belong as president, folks. He's not constitutionally qualified. Can I say it again? The Constitution does matter. Because the second you say the Constitution doesn't matter, you've lost the battle on every other constitutional debate now, haven't you? All right, well, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available online at libertyroundtable.com on demand. It's also available on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel and then live and on demand, Liberty Roundtable, at your fingertips free. But if you want to help with the solution, go to libertyroundtable.com, click on Help Us Grow, and put your financial support on the table. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, news the networks refuse to use for today. A freedom-loving, fantastic Friday starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. There's all kinds of news going on. You emailed me something, and it was two words. It's kind of famous for Kurt. It's two words long. There's no direction whatsoever, but we'll roll with it anyway. The headline, Global Citizen, Kurt. Are you one of those?
Well, that's right. One listener, sent us a little tip, and it had a picture in it, and, it was an ad, I guess, and basically suggesting that somebody might want to sign up to be a global citizen. And this listener was a little less excited about being a global citizen than most. And so they just let us know about it. I hadn't really ever seen a sign-up page to be a global citizen or anything like that. But anyway, that was my first view.
So what does that mean?
I don't know much more about it. Well, I guess, you could choose, in the past, pretty much everybody would want to choose to be a citizen of their particular country. Now, I guess, move forward.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
When you're a citizen of your certain country, you pretty much learn to hate your country because they're so abusive to the citizenry. They're so belligerent in their expenditures. They're so out of control when it comes to power and to where people don't feel like they have any involvement at all. They feel like they've just been disenfranchised or whatever you call that. Okay. And so then people believe falsely, I might clarify. I'm going to say it again. Falsely. That somehow being a global citizen will give them greater authority than the governments they're trying to circumvent. And they err in their suggestion. They don't realize that's exactly what the design is to force you to want to do or deceive you into wanting to do that. The answer is more localism. The answer is the distribution of power. The answer is decentralization. The answer is the supreme law of the land. The answer is the rule of law based on God's laws. The answer is simple, who we should look to for guidance, but they somehow believe a greater global governance will somehow save them from the tyrannical realities of their own, quote, cursed countries. They don't realize the fix is in.
I think you're right on target, Sam, and looks like they're advertising globalcitizen.org. They've got about 490,000 followers on Google Plus.
Yep,
they want to
have a
gold
in
global
poverty. They can do that. We can't raise a penny for
healthcare,
though, Kirk. Quick pause on your radio. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, they're talking about global citizens. What an idiotic idea. Nevertheless, folks are just absolutely disgruntled with their government, Kurt. And the sad part is, after being indoctrinated by your government schools for so long, Americans don't even know where to turn for solutions. Rather than applying the pure principles that made America great in the first place, they're turning to everything but, hey, let's create a con. Let's destroy the very document, the very ideas embodied in this supreme law of the land that could restore America. Let's just jettison those. And let's go ahead and work towards a global citizenry. People ignorantly support this. How many people did you say are on this globalcitizen.org webpage backing idea, Curtin?
Well, it looks like, according to what I can see, there's 485,000 plus followers.
Okay, Kurt,
on
and if we had
Google,
each one of those,
Google Plus,
if we had each one of those that were even willing to put in a dollar, we had $485,000. I'm trying to raise $50,000 so the Patriots and the liberty-loving Americans can talk about health care in a meaningful way and provide solutions, maybe opt-out ideas to get rid of Barack tyrannical Obamacare that the Republicans claim they're against, but they solidly back. Okay, Barack signed it 5 years ago, folks. Okay, and we're not about to shut it down. Okay, I try to raise $50,000, Kurt. What would each person have to put in order to make that happen out of that 485,000 that are willing to back a global citizen movement? I know they're not all in America. I'm sure they're global. They're worldwide. But I'm talking about would have to have, what, a dime from each of them, Kurt, or something?
A little more than a dime. If there was 500,000, you'd have to have a dime.
Yeah, but it's 485, almost a dime. It's the easiest way to say it. Maybe 11 cents?
Good
okay.
point.
But nobody's serious, though. Nobody's serious at all. In fact, I've told probably 100 people personally about this healthcare initiative, the healthcare summit.
I know some people that are serious.
Nobody's serious about it. There's one or two. You're right, Kurt.
Yeah.
You can find the extreme exception. It's kind of like saying this. Hey, you know what?
You, me, Dr. Scott Bradley, you got, you know, Sheriff Mack, you got a number of folks.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Kurt's
like,
got more fingers and toes than people, though.
Well, I can tell you this, that there are a lot of people that what they're doing is they're working on what they believe are the solutions.
Right. And so we're so divided.
They're unaware of what we are doing, but they are working their best they can. And many times, you know, it's not really that they don't want to join us. They simply don't know about what we're doing.
You're right
and,
on every
many
count.
Times we,
the only point is
you know,
not, none of us are effective.
Times, well, I'd say, you know, those little brush fires of freedom, like Ron Paul talked about, are, you know, an effective way to combat, you know.
Hey, maybe you can get
a hold
of that Ron
that
Paul guy
thing.
Then to see if he wants to speak at our summit, Kurt.
Well, I know
that
he,
how that goes.
Like us, is busy, working on things that he thinks are important. Even though we may disagree with him, he's working on things that he thinks are important, I'm sure.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Kurt. Your point's well taken, but you're missing the obvious point that I'm trying to get at is this. We're so divided. We're so focused on our own deal.
I'm always missing the obvious point, but the bottom line is, at least in my opinion, it doesn't help much to complain about the situation. It does help to continue to work forward with solutions and to invite others to join us, et cetera, and to try to even join them. We've done it in the past. You know, some sheriffs worked doing some things in Washington, D.C. It wasn't a CSPOA event, but we went and participated with them, and I think we got some good things done.
Let me ask you a question, Kurt.
Okay, Sam.
Are you ready? It isn't worth complaining if your only goal is to complain. I agree 1,000%. Is it worth discussing what's important, though, and what we ought to double down on? And if the American people don't really care about health care, Kurt, maybe it's an issue that should be dropped, and maybe something else that the American people believe is more important we should focus on. And even if it's not our item that we create that we think is important, if more people believe it's more important, maybe we ought to help with somebody else's whatever they're working on as more important. So the complaint's not worth it, but the discussion, in my humble opinion, certainly is. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know what to add, Sam.
Well, do you have any thoughts? Do you agree with that? Do you think so? And what items would you think to be the most important? See, I thought healthcare was something that was like a great divide in America, that Americans would want to work on it, that it would be important to focus on and maybe try to get a word in edgewise as the Patriots and maybe reset the discussion and the debate. But I'm convinced Americans think being a global citizen might be more important. How many out of those 485,000 people are Americans? Any idea?
None. I don't know that. I can't tell. You know, Google Plus, I don't know that you can tell what, I suppose you can tell what country they're from, but I can't. You know,
well, yeah, or maybe there's reports on it, or maybe there's news stories. I'd like somebody to tell us, though, and I'd like to know. But, you know, maybe we just need to discover what the American people want to work on, Kurt, and work on that. for example?
Well, most of them, what they want to work on is, you know, they're taking care of their families. They're trying to feed themselves and, you know, and then pay their bills and stuff like that. And it's true that, you know, just like me years ago, I was not a good, well, example of an involved citizen. And yet, you know, I have seen others get more involved and more, you know, ahead. I know one listener just texted and said, hey, the phone lines are up now. And so, you know, that's good news.
Yeah, that's
thank goodness
great to
for
announce on the radio.
Other folks doing that, you know, helping us out.
Yeah.
You know, even you and I, well, especially you, even you have limits on what you can get done.
That's not true. There's no limits to what I can get done. Kirk.
Well, that's right. I should have said, even me, yeah. I have limits to what I can get done.
Actually, I was the only one working on it. No, me and Jay were working on it. We got it done, and it is great news. You're right. So I think the discussion about what's important in America is worth working on. I'll give you an example, Kurt. We discussed yesterday, it was a significant portion of the broadcast about that we want to abolish the IRS. And Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, was talking about, hey, we really need to get this done. You and I agreed with him. Maybe the methodology was slightly different as we have open discussions in America, which I believe to be healthy. But we all agreed that the IRS is an absolute abuse to the people. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. It's evil. And we got to stop that. Well, you know what? Ron Paul has been speaking out against the IRS for a long time. Rand Paul is now speaking out against it. Mike Lee is speaking out against it. Ted Cruz is certainly one of the greatest advocates to shut it down. Ben Carson's been talking about it. I even think Scott Walker's been talking about it a little bit. So, you know what? Maybe the discussion on health care is over. Maybe we just capitulate and we're done and we can't fight health care anymore. If the American people don't care about health care, then, hey, let that, you know, be chalked up as what they feel like. But maybe the IRS has greater resonance, Kurt. So do you believe this discussion about what we should double down on and what we should spend our time on and what we can work together on might have validity?
Yep, but one of the things that I think happens in the current, I guess you could say, climate that we're in, is that we have so many things that basically is such a target-rich environment that many times we go from one to another and we don't really stay focused on one thing. You know, for example, our buddies are working on their... our buddies at the John Birch Society tonight have an event close by us, and it's about free trade, global free trade. You and I, you know, we know that, man, if we could, we could do a long list of things that we would like to change and get done quickly. So it's difficult to know. We've got a good buddy, Lowell Nelson. You know, he and his pals, I didn't make it to the meeting last night, but they got together working on a local issue called the local rapid transit, you know, and they're trying to shut that down. Government is trying to advance on so many fronts that it's a little bit difficult to keep track of them all and, of course, to get it all squared away.
And I'm suggesting the answer is not to be scatterbrained, that everybody to work on different things. Maybe some intelligence to focus on what would be important that we could all double and triple down on and accomplish something might be a worthy discussion. That's all I'm saying. I know that sounds crazy, but hey, I think it's worthwhile. Should it be free trade or the IRS or health care? Should we work on how, you know, rapid public transit's happening, huh? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by your scientifically backed free vigor test. You want to find out your energy levels, put it to a number. You want to improve that number with natural health and healing solutions. All right, get a hold of Kurt to start out. The test is free. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Kurt?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, since we were talking about this kind of idea that many people work on different things, one listener texted in. He says all of the Americans are mad about the tax system and want it changed, or
I don't
else.
Think so.
If we focus on the tax issue, we will unite. Now, one of the things that I would throw in there, and my favorite, I mean, I've got a couple of favorites when it comes to solutions for the tax system, and that is, number one, return to what America had in the beginning, and that would be tariffs at the borders for federal kind of situation. But I really do like this idea of a single transaction tax that replaces all the other taxes. Now, but we were also talking about one of the difficulties, it seems like, in the conservative world or whatever, is this idea that, hey, different people work on different things, and everybody wants everybody to work together with them or with us or whatever. And our buddy that's on the line with us now, I've known him, I think Sam and I have probably known him for at least 20 years, maybe closer to 30. But the guy has been working tirelessly. His name is Bliss 2. I remember years ago when he first showed up, I think he was even in the studios with us and in the early days of radio for us. But he has continued to work with an organization that we think is a stellar organization, does amazing work across the country, and their motto is less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. The John Birch Society. Thanks for being with us, too.
Bliss. Hi, how you doing this morning, Kurt? Hi, Sam.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Well, thank you. My position at this time, I started out as a volunteer member with the John Birch Society, became a chapter leader, which is a volunteer position, and then a section leader over a number of chapters, which is also a volunteer position. And then I went on to field staff, which is a paid position, as a field coordinator for Utah, part of Wyoming, and most of Nevada. I did that for about 10 years, and in the last 7 years, I've been a regional field director over a 14-state region for the John Birch Society. They call it the Northwest North Central region, so it's from Hawaii to Wisconsin. And so just a bunch of little states like Alaska and Oregon and Washington and Nevada and Utah and Idaho and Montana and Colorado, et cetera, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Colorado, and Alaska. Hawaii's the smallest state. And so I have been able to get around and meet with Americans in a lot of different states and talk with them about a number of situations. And today I was hoping to visit with you two fellows about the so-called free trade agenda and the proposed trans-Pacific and transatlantic unions that they're that internationalists want to build, from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. We've got an event going on tonight in Salt Lake, well, actually in Sandy. It's we're featuring the chief executive officer of the John Birch Society, Art Thompson, and he's actually on the second leg of a speaking tour he's been doing for us out here in the West. We had him speak in Portland and Seattle and Spokane, Washington. Then we had him speak in Missoula, Montana, and Helena, Montana, over in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And now he spoke this week in Boise and last night in Burley, Idaho, and he'll be in Sandy tonight at the Salt Lake Community College on the Miller campus. That's at 9750 South, 300 West in Sandy. And again, that'll be at 7:15 tonight, Salt Lake Community College, Miller Campus, 9750 South, 300 West in Sandy. So it's the west side of Interstate 15. It's west of there. And ticket prices are $5 at the door. You can get on our website, www.jbs.org, and look at the events calendar and get all that information off there. That's jbs.org. Just look for the events calendar on the right side of the page. But anyway, that was kind of, you know, what got us talking, I think, in the first place. I sent Kurt some notices. We've been going back and forth over the Article 5 convention application resolutions that were submitted to the state legislature here, right, Kurt?
That's correct. And, you know, one of the reasons that I basically kind of pushed on this, and, you know, Sam is busy running the radio network, doing all the different things that he has to do, you know, while I in my kind of spare time just kind of relax around stuff. But in this case, you know, I've you know, wanted to bring you on mostly to, you know, of course, highlight the event, because I believe it's important to have events and to go and learn and unite with folks, you know, similar folks that agree that America is in trouble and you need to somehow find solutions. But also, you know, one of the things that we kind of struggle with here is this whole idea of, well, you'd want to do more than what you're doing. And so that you, you know, you wonder how to unite Americans with, well, you know, so many times what you feel is important. And I mean, you've got to feel this same kind of feeling with the John Birch Society. It's got to be one of the earliest, if, I mean, I guess you could say organizations working to restore freedoms to America, et cetera. And so how do you, you know, feel about all these different entities, these different groups that are trying in their best, I guess you could say, efforts. You've got the Tea Partiers. You've got, of course, Eagle Forum. You've got this Campaign for Liberty. You've got so many different things that are all, you know, in many times trying to do some good, it seems like. And yet, do you ever feel like it'd be nice if they'd all just kind of jump in and, I guess you could say, join you?
Sure, Kurt. And you're right. We are an old organization. We were started in December 1958, so we're 56 years old. We're not far from being a 60-year-old organization. The John Birch Society was started originally with the idea of giving citizens in the United States a way of forming and joining a local chapter organization so that they could educate themselves on important issues, on the Constitution, and so on, and then work in concert together under direction from our headquarters to work on specific prioritized campaigns, education campaigns, action campaigns. And so, yeah, our hope was to get chapters in every community in America. You got about probably 16,000 towns and cities across America and spread out in 3,000 counties. So it's a big job to try and unite people, but we think that education is our solution. When people know the truth can make them free. When they don't know the truth, they're going to be deceived into bondage. We've been able to work with a lot of different groups over the years on many, many different campaigns and issues. But the educational efforts are sometimes blocked by enemies who distort what we say, distort our history, those kind of things. And we do have enemies. I'm sure that the United Nations would probably characterize itself as an enemy, since we've been promoting our slogan, get us out of the UN, get the UN out of the US, since probably about 1960. And we've written a lot of books and published books about the UN and videos, films, back in the day when it was film, and, you know, those kind of things. So, and of course, the Communist Party USA has disliked the John Birch Society strongly since our beginning, because we've been probably the largest, most organized anti-communist organization in the United States, and we have a reputation for that. But Kurt, there's been a lot of times, like I say, we've been able to get together. For instance, if you go back to the time when we were trying to alert America to a program that was aimed at merging the United States with Mexico and Canada. The beginning of that, of course, was the
North American Treaty. Hold on a second here, Bliss. We'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.
Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone. Just the really bright people. The top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Well, thank you for holding over the pause, Bliss. And as we continue on, of course, talk about your event tonight. It'll be held there in Sandy. I noticed that the it says what is the real price of free trade? And of course, these kind of events are across the country, but this one just happens to be in our, I guess you could say, neck of the woods. It'll be at 7:15 this evening. On the John Birch Society website, under the event detail, it says free trade agreements have been sold to Americans as the solution for increasing trade between countries and maximizing economic opportunities. However, the actual results show something entirely different. Join the John Birch Society CEO, Arthur Thompson, as he discusses the real price of free trade and questions why current free trade agreement discussions are involving subjects outside of trade, including climate change, sustainable development, homeland security, the military, and international courts. His recently published book, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements, is also going to be available for purchase. By the way, the admission is $5, and you can see the Facebook page on the event as well there. Sometimes I even like showing up to these and try to bring a few things myself, even a little honey sometime. But, I'm grateful for you guys and your work over the years. I remember in my formative years, my dad and my grandmother were, I believe, some of the earliest John Birch Society members that I ever met in my little town of Eager, Arizona. I don't, know for sure because, I was even more naive then than I am now. But, I do know that folks have been working for a lot of years to try to protect our freedoms. I was looking at one little item that said Samuel Adams way back, quite a ways back, he said this, when we kind of deal with this whole idea of, man, if we could get everybody together, his quote was, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. So there's a brush fire of freedom going on this evening, and it's Sandy, and a lot more around. Thank you for being with us, Bliss.
Sure. Well, Curtin, that event will be at the Salt Lake Community College Miller campus at 9750 South, 300 West in Sandy. It's funny you'd mention that brush fires of freedom. We have a video named Brush Fires of Freedom taken right from that same quote. And it was a 2003 film that we filmed here in Utah at the Red Lion Hotel in Salt Lake City when we had Congressman Ron Paul here to speak on the topic of the United Nations. at that time, the John Birch Society local chapters had a resolution that we'd gotten a member of the state legislature to sponsor. It was a resolution asking Congress to withdraw the United States from membership in the United Nations. And Congressman Paul came out to speak. I invited every single, major television station and newspaper from the Salt Lake Tribune to the Deseret News to the Daily Herald to come and cover our evening event, which they didn't. And we had 700 people out to hear Congressman Ron Paul back in 2003. And I think that was one of the events that helped get him better known around Utah. But his positions, of course, were in agreement with us that, we should be a neutral power instead of an interventionist power. We should get out of the United Nations and quit intervening with war all over the world. But, you know, this idea you asked me about before the break of joining hands with others, I wanted to go back briefly to a time when we, as an example of doing that, you remember back in 1994, we got the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and that installed NAFTA supranational tribunals, courts, to try American businessmen on different cases. There was also a push for the Free Trade Area of the Americas, FTAA, which would have combined 34 nations in this hemisphere, and CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement. That was 2005. Well, about that same time, there was a fellow by the name of Robert Pastor who wrote a book about the North American community, his ideas of bringing Mexico, Canada, and the United States together into a North American union, something like the European Union, a political union, an economic union. And at that time, to implement that idea, George W. Bush was having meetings down in Waco, Texas, with President Vicente Fox from Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin, I believe it was at the time. And we were pointing out that the objective was to create a North American union from the three countries with open borders, merged military, merged police forces, and so on. You might remember Lou Dobbs picked up on the information that we had and started talking about that as well on national television. Well, one thing that we were able to do, the president of the John Birch Society, John F. McManus, formed a coalition of 40 organizations. You mentioned some of them, the North Eagle Forum, for example. Anyway, he formed a coalition of 40 organizations to bring opposition to the North American Union idea, to the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership. And that worked very well. Pretty soon, Americans were becoming more and more informed. There was a tidal wave of opposition to the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP, that was seeking to integrate the three nations and merge them economically and politically. Now, that movement in the federal government has not gone away entirely, but it backed off and isn't moving forward as quickly as it was in that period of time. So there's a lot of times when you can draw Americans together if you can get them to understand a particular issue that they can combine or work together on and associate together freely to bring about, more knowledge in the country. Sometimes it's to promote a good idea. Sometimes it's to oppose what would be a bad idea. Right now, of course, with this Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, these are partnerships of America with foreign countries, what we like to call foreign entanglements. We were warned about these kind of entangling alliances by our founding fathers. Some of our early presidents, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, warned us not to entangle ourselves with foreign powers, but to stay independent, to keep our sovereignty intact. So that's what our warning is tonight about. We're looking at, for instance, how does trade affect our security? And, Kurt, I'm a baby boomer, and so my father was a World War II vet. And we've talked many times about that era, and of course we've all studied it and seen all kinds of depictions, books, movies, and so on about World War II. But one thing that we know about that era economically is the U.S. led the world in steel production. Today, China leads the world. And in fact, the steel plant I used to work for, Geneva Steel, has been sold to China, and it's been set up over there, and those steel production jobs and the steel production are now part of the Chinese economy. U.S. defense components were made in America during World War II. Today, a lot of our defense components, probably 80% of them, are foreign made. How does that make us secure? U.S. aircraft used completely domestic metals and parts during World War II. Today, U.S. aircraft uses foreign metals and parts from many different countries. Back in World War II, we had U.S. supplies going out to the allies of America. It was American-made weapons helping to defeat the Nazis and defeat Japan's incursions and aggressions. Today, the U.S. depends on a lot of foreign nations for weapons technologies that we integrate into our systems. So it's a loss of independence in our security world. And of course, back in World War II, U.S. businesses were growing, our manufacturing was growing. Today, many of the U.S. businesses are closing down or moving to Mexico or Canada or China or somewhere else offshore, Brazil. And so our manufacturing base is starting more and more to disappear. So this is a loss of security based on moving out, moving away from the independence thinking that the founding fathers had for America, and moving out to outsource everything that we purchase, food and manufactured items. Anyway, there'll be, of course, a lot more talk about that tonight when JBS CEO Art Thompson speaks at the Salt Lake Community College Miller campus at 7:15 p.m. Up in Sandy. And he'll go back into a lot of the history of the integrational approach that internationalists have taken in wanting to merge the world. He'll particularly pay attention to the European Union.
We sure appreciate you being with us, Bliss, and we appreciate your efforts and the John Birch Society and the good folks across America and the world doing their best to make America and the world a better place. And we invite you to participate at that event this evening, and we invite your participation here on Liberty Roundtable. Thank you once again, Mr. Bliss,
Thanks,
too,
Kurt.
From the John Birch
Thanks,
Society.
Good to be here. Bye.